This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. This week, Wisconsin has been hosting the World Dairy Expo, drawing thousands of people from around the world to Madison for the trade show. Part of the event highlighted best practices for working with dairy cows to ensure farmers and their animals stay safe. A UW-Madison researcher created a new tool to help farmers to practice proper cow handling in a simulated environment and apply those skills on the farm. Jennifer Van Oss is assistant professor and extension specialist in animal welfare in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at UW-Madison. She presented her interactive dairy cow video simulation, Moving Cows, two O's, Moving Cows, at the World Dairy Expo this week. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, talk us through Moving Cows. When a farm worker or whoever trains on it, what do they do?
So in this video game, we are trying to develop a proof of concept where people can learn or practice basic cow handling. So on a lot of dairy farms, cows spend time in what's called their home pen, where they can lie down, eat, and socialize. And then two or three times a day, they need to go to what's called a milking parlor, where the milk is collected. So cows don't spend the majority of their day there, but they need to move back and forth in order to be milked. And so people have to guide them there. And so in our game, people take on the role of a person working on a dairy farm, and they need to move cows within the parlor and to and from the milking parlor. And right now we're focusing really just on these basic principles for people to practice these basic concepts, but we envision that we could include more complex scenarios in the future.
Now, anyone who's never interacted with a cow might think, well, isn't that kind of easy? You lead the cow there, you lead the cow back. Tell us about reality and the things that can go wrong in that interaction.
Exactly. I think that's a great point, because if people haven't interacted with cows, they might not realize that cows see the world differently than human beings do. So they have a different sense of vision, sound, and smell, and a different way of experiencing the world. So it's important to understand cows' senses and cow behavior to be able to move them effectively and appropriately, so we can take advantage of their natural behavior to get them to move without causing stress.
All right, let's step away from the game a little bit now. What is the impact if we mismanage cows? What kind of things could go wrong for the farmer or farm worker and the cow itself?
So in the context of moving or handling cows, it's really important to be aware of the cow's natural behavior, because they are a prey species. So in a more naturalistic setting, cows are looking out for threats such as predators, and they can potentially see people that way. So if you aren't careful or aware of a cow's senses or of her behavior, then A, you could get injured. Cows are very large and very strong, and they could accidentally hurt you by knocking you over or other interactions like that. But also the cow herself could get injured. So if she panics because she's experiencing a fight or flight response, she could slip and fall. And even if she doesn't get injured, when a cow's stress levels increase, first of all, that reduces her welfare. But second of all, it can reduce milk production. So proper interactions or handling of cows is very important for many reasons.
I know there are different training tools out there. What made you want to tackle this in video game format?
So I started here at UW-Madison about 5.5 years ago. And if you had told me at that time that I would become a video game creator, I definitely would not have believed you. I'm not much of a video game player myself. But when I started, because I have an applied research and extension education role with UW-Madison, it was really important for me to understand the needs of Wisconsin dairy farmers and the dairy industry. So I met a number of different Wisconsin dairy farmers, and I introduced myself and I asked them, what are the challenges on your farm around animal care and animal welfare? And this was one of the topics that rose to the top. So even though there are already a lot of resources available, many of them very nicely produced or even free, there seemed to be a need for better education or better ways to practice cow handling. And so over time, I came up with the idea that maybe we could apply a flight simulator concept, like what they use in aviation, to livestock handling.
Before you started to get code generated here, I understand you did a lot of talking to people, English and Spanish speakers around Wisconsin. Can you talk about the process of gathering the information you needed to make this video game a reality?
Yeah, so to me, this was really the Wisconsin idea in action. So once we got the idea that we wanted to create moving cows, we started to put together our learning objectives. What did we want people to take away from the game? What did we want them to get out of it? What was really important to include in this initial version of the game? And we contracted with a local company here in downtown Madison called Filament Games, and they specialize in programming educational video games, although they had never done a cow game like this before. And so they created a draft or a prototype game for us. And we took this out and did focus groups. And I should say, I was not there. I introduced myself. I talked about my role at the university. And then I left so that people could speak freely, because we wanted them to be brutally honest so that we could make the game the best it could be and as relevant as possible to people who work with dairy cows on a daily basis. So we went to Wisconsin dairy farms and had people who work in these cow handling roles play the draft of the game. And then we had these focus groups where they gave feedback and ideas about how to make it better, how to make it more relevant. We also had people come to campus. So this was dairy farm owners, bilingual consultants and trainers and veterinarians, because we wanted a lot of perspectives on how we could make this useful and relevant.
Talking to Jennifer Van Oss, assistant professor and extension specialist in animal welfare in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at UW-Madison, talking about the interactive dairy cow video game Moving Cows. She presented this at the World Dairy Expo this week. Jennifer, it's been a process. There's basically an alpha, or I don't know if you're in a beta version now. Where is Moving Cows in development? How close is it ready to be released into the wild?
Yeah, so actually we have version one of the complete game, and we took that out for another round of testing this past spring. And we learned a lot because we could collect data on how long it takes people to complete the full game or each of the eight levels. We were able to ask them questions about how much they enjoyed it, how challenging they thought the game was, and also collect more qualitative feedback on how to make it better and more relevant. And so we're now incorporating that feedback into version two of the game. And we want the game to take a little bit less time for the average person. But we're also very excited because we're optimizing it to work on both Android and Apple devices. And the game will be released to the public in both the Apple and Android app stores by early next year.
For somebody actually working on a farm, or maybe that new dairy farm worker, can they actually get some kind of certification by completing all the levels?
Absolutely. And that's something we really think is important with this game, is that it can fulfill an expectation throughout the U.S. dairy industry. So there is a national program called FARM, F-A-R-M, which stands for Farmers Assuring Responsible Management. And they have an animal care initiative. And actually 99% of dairy farms in the U.S. participate in this program through their milk cooperative or their milk processors. So to sell milk, they have to meet the program's expectations. And one of those expectations is that everybody who works directly with cows, whether they're a new hire or a family member who grew up on the farm, has to show that every single year they have a refresher or continuing education about cow handling. And so when people complete all eight levels of Moving Cows, they earn a certificate of completion that can show that they've had this continuing education.
The obvious target market here is people who work with cows on farms. Are there other communities or age groups or whatever that you hope could experience the game as well?
We think so. So our primary target audience is people who work on dairy farms, because we want them to have an interactive and hopefully effective way to show this continuing education. But we also think a lot of other types of learners could get something out of the game, whether they learn something or simply enjoy playing it. So over the summer, we began testing the game with fourth year veterinary students here at UW-Madison doing a dairy skills rotation. And we also recently tested it with first year UW-Madison undergraduates in an introductory animal science lab. And we also worked with a couple of 4-H groups over the summer with kids of various ages. And so we think anybody of any age could potentially enjoy playing with this and learn something about dairy farming.
As we know, Jennifer, many farm workers in Wisconsin are primary language Spanish speakers. And I mentioned you reached out to English and Spanish speakers along the way. The final product, is it available in both languages, English and Spanish?
Yes, and that was something that was very important to us from the start. So we know that there are also other languages spoken on Wisconsin dairy farms, but English and Spanish are the most common. And we know there has been this demographic shift throughout the Wisconsin and the wider U.S. dairy industry. So we want tools that are created in the languages that people prefer right from the get-go instead of as an afterthought. So this was a highly collaborative, interdisciplinary project with a number of people throughout UW-Madison. But one of the most important collaborators was Dr. Dominic Ledesma, who heads up the Language Access Group for UW-Madison Extension. So we worked very closely with him to make sure that this game really resonated in Spanish as well as in English.
I know moving cows has been your focus, but have you been mulling a sequel, some other farm-related skill that you think might work for a future video game format?
I think that this shows a lot of potential for helping people practice other types of things on the farm. So through these focus groups where we collected feedback about the game, we got some ideas about other scenarios within dairy farms where this game could potentially be useful. So not just routine cow movement to and from milking, but also trickier situations that are still common that people need to practice. But we also think it could be useful in other livestock sectors. So maybe in the future, there could be moving sheep or moving swine. So I think there's a lot of potential, and we're excited to see where it goes.
Jennifer, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Jennifer Van Os, assistant professor and extension specialist in animal welfare at the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at UW-Madison. She was with us today to share her new dairy cow handling game called Moving Cows. With the World Dairy Expo in Madison this week, she presented the game there.